saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft, wet kisses.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can enjoy the dimming of that beautiful song written by Neil Diamond, performed by the King, Mr. Elvis Presley, who I adore. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. And given the quick dialogue I had with him between segments, maybe I should just find some excuse to do something else, because he seems in a snarky mood. But then again, he and I are always snarky with each other. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Yeah, so let me get this straight. If I disagree with you about general relationship things, that's okay. But if I disagree with you about political things, I'm snarky.
Right, exactly.
Okay, got it. All right, let's move on.
Okay, so this is, we got that established. Actually, it's worse than snarky. You're just wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What's so helpful for me is knowing where I can call to find out whether I'm right or wrong.
You've got the place.
Yes.
Okay, and you know me. I'm actually very much like you. Not the least bit passionate about what I believe in.
Well, you're very much like me. Hold on a second. Let me get off back on my seat here. Okay.
All right. So Wayne is not interested in talking about political correctness or the incredible value of the column I wrote this week that has gotten more comments than almost any other in recent times. So Wayne, what would you like to talk about?
About political correctness is one thing. About politics is something else.
So let's talk about political correctness vein you would like.
Socially, you know, what things are socially acceptable and not socially acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem falling into that. I think that's a trap that obviously a lot of people fall into.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, when you're saying socially acceptable, it has a different meaning to me than political correctness. So,
well,
so clarify.
What's right and what's wrong? Does the government tell us what's right and what's wrong? If rules have been created, does it mean that it's right or wrong?
Well, let's get more basic. Is there a right and a wrong? We were raised to believe there is a right and a wrong. Now, on many campuses and among many points of view, it's basically up to interpretation.
Well, you're wanting to slide into that. I leave it to my children to decide what their political views are.
That's different, but did you teach them
wrong? That's different. That's not what you talked about in your column.
You
wrote as if you're responsible to make sure that your children have your political beliefs, and you want to protect them from what they might hear on college campuses that disagree with your beliefs.
I believe that that is your interpretation of what I wrote. I said, in my opinion, that it is a parent's responsibility to teach them their own values. And because where there's at least some place to start, if our children choose to go a different way, fine. But I want them to have a set of values, not just whatever feels right.
Well, you might check the column again, because that point was not clear. Teaching our children right from wrong and teaching them our set of values is very important. But you're wanting them, you're wanting them to protect them. And you're talking about Arnie being in college now. It's like, hey, of course he's going to hear these other opinions. What's the problem?
Well, what's kind of cool to me is that he's able to hear them and basically make a judgment that I don't think he would have been equipped if he hadn't been parented the way he was. So he's aware that some of what he's hearing is got a clear political view, whereas you might not actually think it's got a slant. And
it's all slanted.
I mean, it's amazing some of the classes they have in college now, Wayne, that you and I never would have had. I mean, he took a class last semester that was basically how to survive in the world. And it was basic things like how to talk in front of a group and things you shouldn't say. Well, right there, you're getting into politics. And he's going to a music college. What do they need to teach that for? And he was bored beyond belief and thought it was useless. Now, in his case, he has some social skills. I mean, it was almost a social skills class.
Yes, well, unfortunately, the reason that these classes exist is because a lot of children are getting to college without those social skills.
Well, I agree with that. It just seemed from the syllabus of the course and what he told me, it was a bunch of nonsense.
I wouldn't argue with that for some people, but for some kids, they really need it. I mean, I'm sure that's why they came up with it.
Well, the thing that I felt was wrong is requiring it. It's a little bit like sex ed at certain grades, very young grades. I don't think it should be required.
Well, that would be an interesting test to test out of the need to have a social skills class.
That would
be fairly simple, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, at the amount of money I'm spending for him to go to college, I'd rather he test out of that and do a music theory class instead.
Yes. So, Bruce?
I'm not passionate this morning.
It's all slanted. Your views are slanted, too.
Of course, but they're the correct ones, at least.
Yeah, I know. So we have points of view, and I think that the best thing we can do for our kids is to learn to be critical and to come up with their own opinion. So anyway, that's my opinion, as wrong as it might be.
No, we completely agree. Yeah. I completely agree.
But
I mean,
being socially acceptable on a relationship level is where I deal with it.
Okay.
Men are locked into what they think they ought to do. They're afraid to be who they are.
Well,
right? They're afraid to be yelled at.
Yes.
And so all those childhood issues come into play when they get to be older, and they're not who they are because they're worried about what everyone else thinks.
Well, unless we could also, if you really want to talk about political correctness, and I know you're going to agree with this, what has happened to our boys? What has happened to the way they're allowed to be or not be in many of the school environments, the primary grades specifically?
No, it's terrible. The boys are getting crushed, and they're not allowed to be boys. And, you know, a lot of that reason is there are too many kids in the classroom, and there's not enough, you know, there aren't enough hands to deal with the kids.
Come on. It's more the political side of things and the feminization of our schools and our teachers. How many male teachers did your kids have in the first, second, third, or fourth grade?
There's a feminization of our culture, and it goes back generations now.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's been happening for a long time. And we're seeing the results now. I mean, boys are not getting to college, and all the statistics, they're all out there. The pendulum swung too far to make room for girls, and now we've got to get back to the center so everyone's taken care of.
It's a classic revolutionary thing that we go too far in one direction, and now we've got to come back to a happy medium.
I'm reminded of that every time I talk to you.
Yes. Well, no, the part that we would agree on is the revolution that made opportunities for women is now got to just come to an equalization, that women have a lot of choices, and so should the men. And that's cool. There shouldn't be any prejudice over one or the other, but it should be based on merit. And merit just does not seem to apply to a lot of the things that our kids get involved in. And my younger son is in a drama program, and very rarely, and it makes them crazy, the kids, are parts cast solely on merit. A lot of it's just, if you're a senior, you're going to get a part. Well, that's not the real world.
Well, that goes back to, you know, AYSO. If you play, you get a trophy.
Right. Okay, show up and you get a trophy. Wayne, we're almost out of time. It's been just such a joy talking to you.
Well, I think I should get a trophy for being on today's show.
I think you should, absolutely. But just in case people would actually want to know more about you, where should they go?
They're going to want to know more because they want their men to be the best fathers and sons and brothers and grandfathers and everything that they can be. So come to BetterManCoaching.com. You can get the book, find out about our retreats, and how I coach men to be those better men.
And those men's retreats, I might add, are fantastic. And
right
if you have a man in need of some help and other men, reach out to Wayne. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bruce.
Talk to you next week. We will be back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sams.
Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love.